Oh! This I'm very excited about. One of the rookies is heading on over here. This man has great hair. I'm just going to say it right off the bat, Leroy.
Hey.
What? What? What's the problem?
I don't have hair, dude. Why would you throw it in my face that somebody got
like
some
that?
Hair?
I wasn't making it a thing or nothing
and,
like that.
And I'm almost 30 years older than him.
Well, listen, I can't help that, man. I don't know what to tell
okay.
you. Pella Larson here, Miami Heat second round pick, joining us here on the show. Pella, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for that introduction.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
Would you agree with this statement? Pella Larson has better hair than Pat Riley.
Ooh, wow. I mean, he's been in the game, that game, for a long time. So
he's been in the hair game.
He's definitely the top of the chain right now.
Would you did you get to meet Pat? Have you has that been an interaction? What were the first interaction with the Godfather? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, got the call on draft night. That was probably the first interaction, and then he's been in the gym with us when we're practicing and watching and giving good advice. So that's been great.
From your standpoint, what have these pre-camp workouts been like? Getting to kind of know you had such a great run in the summer league that we all saw with Keyshaw, with Kalel, and all that. But getting to know some of the vets around, what has that experience been like for you?
It's been really, really cool and a lot of good moments. We've been playing against the vets as young guys, and it's obviously a challenge. But we got the best of them a few times too. So it's been a lot of learning and a lot of adjusting and to the new game.
So you went vets versus rooks. Is that how it was going in the summer?
A little bit. Yeah, we've been mixing up, but most of the time.
I saw you post on Instagram something very scary because you were golfing in Sweden and a moose was on the golf course. And I got to tell you, that would immediately be the end of golf for me. I think that would be the end of the day. How of a regular occurrence is this with moose in Sweden?
I mean, I think probably a gator is a little bit more scary than a moose.
No, because you can just run away from a gator. But you can't run away from a moose.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe if you're fast enough side to side. But
that's what they say. They say zigzag on a gator.
Yeah.
A moose, I don't know what you do, man.
For a gator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I need to know.
Well, we're giving you some Florida lessons here, Pella. We're trying to – you give us moose lessons. We give you gator lessons on how to stay
safe. I think it's been debunked, though.
What?
Running
zigzag?
Zigzag
thing, yeah.
No, first of all, they're not –
They said that
sounds
they didn't
like somebody
really
who did it too slow.
They're not – alligators aren't normally aggressive unless
what?
You mess with them, right? Or say if you walk on the edge of water, they feel threatened, they attack you. Whereas I don't know about a moose, he's already you're not in the bushes, you on the golf course, so I don't know how they attack or not attack.
Nah, they're minding their own thing pretty much most of the time, unless you go for their kids or something. I don't know, but they're pretty chill. Just don't get into that line of sight, probably.
What did kicking back to the summer league? That was such a cool run. You guys seemed very united. You all came in there with a purpose. What was that experience like? You guys winning the summer league title?
Yeah, I mean, we got smacked the first game in San Francisco, and that was the start of the journey. The start of the get back kind of was our theme, you know. Making sure that would never happen again was a big. Big emphasis in the meeting after that game, but also we played a game the day after, so we had to change really quick. But it was just a lot of fun. We had a great team, and I think the most unselfish team. I think that's why we won. Guys that maybe gave up part of their role a little bit for the benefit of the team, and I think we just played harder than everyone.
It was very impressive to see somebody new step up every single night with you. Keyshawn Johnson, you guys were college teammates. What is that like, having almost a buddy just kind of come into this NBA experience with you? Because he was very impressive before he got dinged up there at the very end. He was very impressive in his early showing too.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Crazy coincidence or not, I don't know. It's everything's been very... I'd say normal, and maybe that's having him here has helped a lot. Because just transitioning from my senior year at college into here, he's been at both, so it's kind of felt normal to have him here, and it's been a very good thing.
He's been very impressed by your ability to get in the cold tub. Like, is that like a Swedish superpower?
I mean, I was born in the cold.
That's it.
Born in the winter, so I guess so.
Well, so like, have you done winter diving into water?
Yeah,
like, you've done nut stuff like that.
You go in the sauna and then you dig a hole in the ice. You jump in, you go back in the sauna. It's good for you.
Do you have any tips?
My tip is do it. Just do it. That's like, all you gotta do.
But you can't, like, you gotta just do it. You can't, like, dip a toe.
No.
You can't, no. You just either get in or don't get in.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, everybody goes up and goes, you just get in.
You can't second guess yourself for a second, because then you're gonna end up there, like, probably 15 minutes.
Right.
So. You got a shout out from Jimmy Butler, from, I guess, is that your coach in Sweden, your trainer in Sweden?
Yeah, one of the guys I train with when I'm back home.
He's like a skills coach or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did that mean to you to get the nod from Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to see him in Sweden and enjoying himself. And also, you know, hanging out with the same people I hang out when I'm back home. They're great people, so I'm glad he's in good hands when he goes there. And yeah, it was cool.
Is there like a hot, because we're seeing European basketballs going crazy. I don't feel like, you know, Sweden is getting necessarily the respect of maybe the other nations far along. Do you feel like it's a hotbed that's growing as far as skill is concerned, as far as many people love it? Because, you know, the Panthers are full of guys from Sweden on their team. But like, is basketball becoming more popular over there?
For sure. I think, you know, before this year, we've had two NBA players from Sweden, and this year we got two drafted, so
right.
Doubled right. In 1 year. So I think it's definitely on the right trend up.
You posted this photo of you in the Heat sweatshirt. Were you legit? Did you just like the logo, or were you like a Heat fan growing up?
Nah, my family, we went to Florida for vacation when I was probably like 12, and we watched you know, the big three play, Carmelo and the Knicks, in the American Airlines Arena. So it's pretty cool to have that. And I had a bunch of Heat gear from that trip. So
that's got to be crazy. So all of a sudden, now you're playing for that team.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever think one day that's going to be me?
I mean, that was always a dream, right?
Right. Yeah, right.
And then when it finally happened, you're like, yeah, you know, it was cool.
But You became a Heat fan because you came here, right? It's not like – and the Big Three was pretty big at that time.
Yeah. I mean, I never really had one team I was like diehard fan for, I would say.
Right.
So I can't claim that I was a Heat fan my whole life. And
right.
Then, just looks
great, though.
But I for sure was a fan of that team, and they looked like they were having so much fun. So, yeah.
Well, man, well, listen, we're hoping that you have a fun season ahead. People think the world of you as a player and say that you're going to fit right in here with this organization. So we appreciate you giving us some time, and we look forward to the year, man.
Thank you.